Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
So we're going to start Nun Beis Amid Aleph, two lines, second line from the top, Oy Einai. So just to refresh everybody's memories, including myself, so we go back to Nun Aleph just for a second. We went through the Braisa. We had the three times in Parshios of Karban Chatos where we had the words of Yisoid Lemizbach Ha'oilos. So the Sukkim starting with Par Koyin has is called Dama Par Yisbach Yisoid Mizbach Ha'oilos. So those words El Yisoid Mizbach Ha'oilos, the word Ha'oilos or Mizbach is extra by these three, the first three Parshios of Karban Chatos, and we darshan them on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. And one of the things we said on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph is that the third time it said, El Yisoid Mizbach Ha'oila, we learn that all Karbanis, all outside Karbanis, all Chitzon, Mizbeach HaChitzon Karbanis, have Shiraim. That's what we learned from the third Yisoid Mizbach Ha'oila. So if you just go to the Rashi, because this will set the stage for today, the Rashi on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, 2, 4, 6, seven lines from the bottom. So these are the words that we're starting with on Nun Beis Amid Aleph, but I just wanted to go back to these very same words on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. So the Rashi is, Oy eina el mizbech shel oyla yehe yisai, Oy eina balalamik klum al shvicha shirayim shel oyla. The Braisa had said that, maybe it doesn't come to teach shvicha shirayim of oyla v'shel shar damim. El balalamid al hilchas hamizbech b'matan damim shel oyla, shiyitin shtim anasal k'negra yisai ul mutei kerem nizrachus dramis, So the Braisa on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph entertained the possibility that possibly the third Yisoid Mizbach Ha'oila is not coming for Shiraim of other Karbanis, but it's just coming to teach the Zerika of the Oila itself. So when we're starting now on Nun Beis Amid Aleph, two lines from the top, Oy Einai, the Gemara is going to try to figure out why did the Braisa think that it's talking about the Zerikas of the Oila. So the Gemara starts, Oy eina el mizbeach shel Oila, yehel liyisai. Maybe the Braisa says that instead of learning Shiraim for other Karbanis, the Oila and other Chitzonius Karbanis, it's just for the Zerikas of the Oila itself. So the Gemara says, Miksit el yisoid ha'oila, el yisoid mizbach ha'oila ksiv. Your possibility of learning zrik, that these words are teaching the zrikness of the oila itself would make sense if the pasuk just had el yisoid ha'oila. But because the pasuk has the word mizbach in there, mizbach ha'oila ksiv, el yisoid mizbach ha'oila ksiv, so that's not possible to think that that's just dealing with a carbon oila. This would be talking about all karbanis, including a karban chatas, which the chatas panimios, which we know is not true. There's no way, because we said before that the chatas panimios, which go inside, have shiraim on the outside. So there's no way that you could learn that this is only dealing with a carbon oil because it has a word mizbach oil, which includes all carbonas, including the chatas. So therefore, by having that word, there's no way you should be able to learn that this pasuk is only dealing with the carbon oil. If it's that alisoda oil, I understand, then I could learn out zirikas for oil only, that's what it's coming and not for shirayim. But by having el yisoy, by having mizbach ha'oila in there, so it means to include all karbanis that have, which would also include, and also can't include actually the chatos hachitzon, because the chatos hachitzon has the kronos, it has the matonis of the chatos achitzon on the kronos of the mizbeach and not zrikas. So you can't include by having the word mizbach in there, it cannot just be referring to a carbon idol. It has to be referring to all carbonas, including the chatas, which goes on the mizbeach. So therefore, there's no way you could learn that this should be for zrikas alone. So what did the b'raisa mean? So the Gemara says, I have exivo, the Gemara is now going to bring a reason why, despite the fact that it has mizbach ola, the pasuk, these words should only apply to the zrikas of the ayla. I have exid al yisayd ha'ayla, hava amin of his kifa al yisayd. If it would have just written al yisayd ha'ayla, even with regard to the ayla itself, I might have thought, as we know, the ayla's behemah is on the bottom half of the mizbeach, hava amin of his kifa al yisayd. I would have thought that the zrika should be on the one amma. The yisoid extends up one amma from the bottom of the mizbeah. So I would have thought that the zrika of the oila should be vertically on that one amma block from the bottom up one amma. So it would be sort of on the yisoid, but on the vertical part of the yisoid. So that's what I would have thought if it would have written El Yisoid Ha'ayla. Hashnaksid El Yisoid Mizbach Ha'ayla Agaga De Yisoid. But now that I have Mizbach Ha'ayla, it's teaching me that the Ayla, the Zerik of the Ayla has to go on the horizontal part of the Yisoid, on the flat part of the Yisoid. So, what? Okay, we'll get to that in one sec. We'll get to that in one second. So the point is, the Braisa at this point is saying, I could have had the possibility of learning Zerikas by Oila only, despite the fact that the word Mizbach is in there, and I needed the word Mizbach to teach me that the Zerikas don't go on the vertical part, that one Amma going up at the bottom, and it should go on the horizontal. Now, there's a lot of discussion, as Jonathan just mentioned, that the horizontal part, we know, of course, that the blood of the Ayla has to be sprinkled from the Keli on the bottom half of the Chut HaSikra on the wall. So what is really the Gemara saying over here? So the Gemara is actually saying a lot of discussion on this point, what Gag is. So I'll just read you from the Masifta. HaYisoid hu em amas roichav HaYisoid. The Gag HaYisoid is the horizontal, the flat part of the Yisoid. Shahay begoiva amam al pnei hakarka. So many ha'aris, what they say is that, of course, it's nemar b'mefurish shadam ha'oila nitan al kir ha'mizbeah v'loy al Gag HaYisoid. It's not what we're saying here. We're saying it goes on the horizontal part. The Kozbu Hatoisis on tomorrow's daf, Shekavanus Gemara Khan, Enes Shiyitin is Dam Ha'ila Loi Al Gag HaYisoid Mamish, V'loi Ba Eloi Meshaloi Yitin Al Sekifas HaYisoid. It's really just telling us that it shouldn't be on the vertical part of the Yisoid. Ubiyaroi Shevadai Adif Kir HaMizbeach Migag HaYisoid. That of course it has to be on the wall of the Mizbeach and not on the flat part of the Yisoid. So despite the fact that Gemara is using Gag HaYisoid, it really means the walls of the Yisoid.
The walls of the Yisoid, then it goes down
and it lands on the horizontal part of the Yisoid. So it is
put on the wall in such a way that it's going to drip onto the
right.
And there's two holes
on the
Shirayim talking about? Is it talking about the Shrika or the Shirayim?
The Shirayim is after this, is the leftovers.
I understand. What's the Pasuk there?
So the Pasuk right now, we're saying, the final analysis, we're saying the Pasuk deals with Shirayim of all companies.
So in that case, why does it not just say, put it all on Yisoid HaMizbeach? What do we need to learn about it in there at four? The point is...
You want to show which Mizbeach? Mizbach Ha'oila.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, but you want to show...
Instead of saying Mizbach Ha'oila, it should just say HaYisoid HaMizbeach.
It wants to show it's the outer Mizbeah. Mizbach HaOil is the outer Mizbeah. Then you'll say there's no Yisoid, but we only know that from another drasha of Mizbach HaOil.
Oh, you said it was there. We all know the views. When we talk in common parlance, as you said, it was the head to the sea. Right? That's what we refer to then.
I hear. Okay, so that's the Mark has shown what the Brisa meant when it mentioned Oy Eino. That
this pasuk is by Parakat Mashiach, and we're talking about the right before the pasuk that the Nasach Hem that Zaman Al Kanis is not compared to Sound of Nei Hashem.
Well, no, the truth is this pasuk's the third pasuk by the Nasi's Katas, because this is the third Rasha of Mizmor. So in Pasuk Chaf Hey in Kapitel Dal, which is in Nasi's Chatas, it says, Es Gam Yishpacha Yisrael Mizbacha Oyla.
So that's been searched. But maybe it's just parallelism or something, not to be consistent.
So that's the third Pasuk that we're darshaning.
Yishpacha Chaf Hey is this one darshan?
Yes, but this is the third Mizbacha Oyla. The Oy Ein is going on the third Mizbacha Oyla. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Shmuel, so that's what the Braisa said. So we're using the pasuk to teach us that. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel said, I don't need this, because Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Gag Yisoid Lamalikra. Why do I even need a pasuk? So Rabbi Shmuel is going on the fact that on the words, he's going to try to show that there's no way that we need an apostate to teach me Gag Yisoid even. I'm already small. Gag Yisoid Lamalikra. Why would I even need an apostate for Gag Yisoid? Kavachimer, who? It's a Kavachimer. Mashi arechatas, ena mechaperes, tuuna Gag Yisoid, shiarechatas, which is not ma'akev. And we're dealing with a chatas achitzen over here. It's not mekeves, or even possibly a chatas apnimis, which is really the subject of the machlokes. Madal shiare chatas she'ena mechaperes tuuna gag yisoid tchilas oila shemechaperes ena din she'tuuna gag yisoid. So Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't need a pasuk for this because I for sure have in its situation, why would you entertain the possibility that I need a pasuk for Ayla to show where it goes for the initials Rikas, a Shiari Chatas, which is not Mechaperes, needs a Gag Yisoid, and as we've discussed, this Yisoid seems to be a very important item in the Shirayim, so, and the Karbanis in general, so Shiari Chatas, Shiari Mechaperes, Tuna Gag Yisoid, Tchilas, and that's the end of the process, which is not ma'akiv and is not part of the kapara. So tchilas oila shemachaperes ena din shetuna gag yisoid. An oila, which is mechaperes, and now we're looking at the oila as being somewhat of a kapara carbon for a bitul asay or of a lav hanitik lasay. So oila shemachaperes ena din shetuna gag yisoid. So I have a kal v'chaymer. So why would I even need a pasuk? So Amar Rabbi Akiva, as we quoted yesterday, the Kal V'chaymer are, the words are a little different here than they were yesterday, but it's the same idea. Rabbi Akiva slightly tweaks the Kal V'chaymer. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mashiyari Chatas, She'ein Lechaper, Ve'ein Boin Lechaper. He adds these words, Ein Boin Lechaper, T'una Gag Yisoy, T'pilas Oyla Shemechaperes, Uba Lechaper. The beginning process of the oil, which is the Zrika, which is the main Kapara part, Uba Lechaper, Ein Adin She'tuna Gag Yisoy. For sure, it should need the Gag Yisoy.
In case, to clarify what Gag Yisoy means. It means that the way of doing the Shrika, you're only going to do it after 2 and 4 days, then there is a Yisoy below. That's what we're talking about.
You're pouring the Shirayim into the actual Zrika, is on top.
You have to do it on the two sides, which he said is the northeast and southwest quarter. The sides that have your son below it, for the chatas. No, for the chatas, you have to do all four corners. For the, anytime with some other than that, that you're only doing Shayim Shayin Arba, you need to do it on the two sides of the Mizbeach, Shayim Shayin Arba. On the side that has your son below.
So that's the only relevance of the side in that context.
The point of the drusha is to show that the... No, no. That was the Bryce's possibility. That was the Bryce's possibility, and that's why we said at the end that's what the Bryce thought. But Rabbi Shmuel said, "I don't need a pasuk." Originally, the Bryce thought that that's what the pasuk is for. So we wanted to figure out why. How could the Bryce thought such a thing with those words of Mizbach HaOyla? So we explain why it could have been that way. But Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't need the pasuk. At the end of the day, I don't need the pasuk for that. I have a Kal V'Chomer. So therefore, the pasuk is left over. So therefore, it says, Im Kain, just finishing after the Kal V'Chomer, Im Kain Ma Talmud Lomer El Yisoid Mizbach HaOyla, Tein Yisoid Mizbeach Shal Oyla. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva said, I don't need a pasuk to tell me about the oilas starting out on the Yisoid because I have a Kal V'Chomer. Therefore, these words are left over. And therefore, I learned these words, Al Yisoid Mizbecha Oila, to teach me that Shirayim of all Chitzayim Karbanis require that all leftover blood requires Shirayim, Shvichas Shirayim on the Yisoid. So
that's
not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev, but that's telling us that the mitzvah. It's telling us the mitzvah. Yeah, only one pasuk, so it's telling us the mitzvah. Yeah.
And in comparison to Kal V'Chomer, you're comparing basically Shirayim to Zricha?
Yes, so that's also subject of the discussion because it seems to be a little different, but nonetheless, because they're going in the same area, it's considered, yeah. Okay, so now we've had Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva a couple of times, and they seem to be almost identical, except for a couple of additional words.
Shirayim have to go into the holes.
Into the holes, right.
So what should, in other words, the only way to do it is on the Yisrael, because where else are you going to put it?
Yeah, the holes are on the.
They have to go in that location.
They have to go in that location.
In other words, there's no choice. What are your other options there? There, because you met.
No, but did you even have a mitzvah shirayim? I wouldn't know that I have a mitzvah shirayim. I wouldn't know that I have to take the leftover blood and pour it in there without this Kal V'Chomer.
But the fact that it's teaching us the location more than it has to be done.
I think it's more that it has to be done. To me, it looks like it's more that it has to be done. Not so much location. What do you think, David? I think it's that it has to be done.
Yeah,
it has to be done. I mean, put it this way. It's a yishpoich al yisoid mizbach. So yishpoich. I mean, where are you going to pour it? You know, you're going to have to pour it somewhere that it goes somewhere. So, but I think it's more the mitzvah shirayim as opposed to the location. Because I wouldn't know the mitzvah shirayim. So now we're going to get into a discussion. What is the exact difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? My Benai. The Gemara asks, my Benai, what's the difference? We're going to have two opinions, and then we're going to have a brisa supporting one of the opinions. So, Amar Rav Ada Barahava, shirayim ma'akvim ika Benai. The truth is, the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is whether shirayim is ma'akiv. That is the difference. Mar Savar ma'akvi, umar Savar loy ma'akvi. By the way they structured the Kal V'Chomer, and here's a very difficult part to understand. If you look in Rashi, what does this mean exactly? Shirayim ma'akvim ika Benai. Rabbi Shmuel Savar. So don't forget, we've done the Zrikas that we had to do, and now we're dealing with the Shirayim. So what does it mean to be Ma'akiv? So Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Kapara hu deloy mekapri. The Kapara, the Shirayim have nothing to do with the Kapara. The Kapara has already taken place. Avol ikuve ma'akvi, by not doing the Shirayim. And once again, the question is whether this is only Chatas HaPnimi or even Chatas HaChitzon. We'll go, let's, either one right now, but either way, aval ikuve ma'akvi, the shirayim are not done. Most opinions say it would only be referring to the chatais apnimios. But what is Rabbi Shmuel saying? It's ma'akiv, but the kapara has been effected. So what does that mean? Does that mean you have to bring another carbon to complete the shirayim process? But the individual, it's sort of this anomaly over here. We're saying there's a kapara, but it's ma'akiv. It's sort of this no man's land.
What?
So ma'akiv that the carbon has not been fulfilled, complete. You didn't complete the process.
So
you have to do over the carbon, but the individual has already had a kapara.
Do it over from the beginning, or just because
so probably, that's a good question too. That's, it's not clear on that. And it's also not clear, there's a lot of discussion on what the rules of this second carbon would be. You know, would it be subject to pig or would it be subject to... Yeah. So.
We found the other possibly have the 12 of our present days this far. They have such an engine, you know? How could we show you? People have to show some of this, how could we show you Nasi Shirai?
Right. So there is, most of the Chatas of Pizzo is not really under discussion, except for the next Rashi, which makes reference to, we'll look at that in a second. But let's go with Chatas HaPnimios. Chatas HaPnimios is actually a machloikis whether Shirayim is ma'akiv or not. And we'll see even on Amud Beis, there's another, a Moira who tries to bring a proof from a Braisa that it's ma'akiv. And we also had on Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the bottom, which we're also going to bring again today, we have on Mem Amud Aleph towards the bottom in the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda by the Tchilah Mechaper. So you have over there, five lines from the bottom, you have Neima Loi Nidrosh, HaMikra Kesedim Mechtavai, V'nemar Im Kila HaKol, Afilu Shvicha Shiram Kiper. And then the next Rashi says, Ikabinaya Ama Ikavlu Rabbi Yehuda Mahacha Nafta. By Chatois HaPnimios, there is an opinion that the Shiraim are Ma'akiv. So that's what Rav Aga Barahava is saying here. But once again, back to the Rashi, we have this problem with what type of, the Kapara is affected, but it's Ma'akiv. So what does that mean? Not very clear. Rabbi Kiva, the Moisef, Ein Boin Le Kapara, Rabbi Kiva, who adds these words in his Kal V'Chomer of Ein Boin LeKapara, Shmeinin De'ein Matan Damim, Shomatanis Toli Behen Deloy Ma'akiv Hu Shiraim LaHazayis. So Rabbi Kiva holds it's not Ma'akiv. So that's Rabbi Adar Bar Ahava's opinion, that the difference is whether Shiraim are Ma'akiv. And Marsav, so that's one opinion. Rav Papa Amar Dekuliyama Shiraim Ein Ma'akiv. Everybody holds that Shiraim is not Ma'akiv. V'hacha b'mitzui chatas oif ma'akiv kamiflagi. Mar suffer ma'akiv, and mar suffer loy ma'akiv. Machloikis, everybody holds that Shirayim by carbon chatas is not ma'akiv, and the machloikis is by a chatas oif. Chatas oif tzeres hakasev, they learn, and we'll have more about the chatas oif and oif coming up, of course, in a few weeks. So that's machloikis. Now Rashi over here says, if you go to the Rashi a little to the right, Dekuli Amishran Loi Ma'akiv V'Chatois V'Afilu Penimiyos. So you see over here, Rashi is referencing Chatois, which is a Chatas Achitzon, which leads one to believe that before that Chatois Achitzonis would also be included potentially in Shirayim as being an Ikav, according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Adda Bar Rahava's Teretz before, which is also difficult because we've been under the impression all along that a Chatos HaChitzayin should not be subject to any Ikav regarding its Shirai. Okay, so we have these two answers to explain the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and now we're going to go bring a long brisa, and we're going to prove that Rav Papa's opinion is right, that the machloikis is regarding ikuv of a chatas oif. So Tanikav Asad Rav Papa, we learned in a price like Rav Papa, the pasuk says, the S, our favorite pasuk, the es kol dam hapar yishpoich. That is the pasuk. Ma tamut loimer hapar. So we're back into a par, extra word hapar. We're in the parsha of Koy Mashiach. Rashi tells us, b'koy Mashiach tziv, es kol hadam yishpoich, hoyo yachol lichtoiv, It could have just written Kol Adam Yishbach. Ma Tamad Leimer Hapar. What is it? What is the word Hapar doing here? What is it coming to teach us? So we're using the Hapar in the Parsha of Parklein Mashiach. Limeid al par yom hakipurim shaton matan damen liyzoi divrei Rebbe. So we're going to use this extra word hapar in the parsha of Parkoin Mashiach to teach us that the par yom hakipurim, which has no mention of shirayim whatsoever in parshas Apri Mois, that the par yom hakipurim should also do shirayim on the side.
Where did that come?
Because we have an extra word, hapar.
No, but that's obvious there.
Hap what?
How'd you get it to...
Because they're both inside. They're both atas apnimis. So we're using the extra word, hapar, to teach us for Yom Kippur. So that's Rebbe's opinion. I guess, all the other atas apnimis has their own pasuk. About
so this is the most logical.
This is the most logical. Yeah, it's another inside.
Least radical extension.
Right. I would agree with that statement. I agree with that statement. Well, don't forget the other chitzonis karbonas have already been covered by Mizbach Ha'Oila. So
there's no one left.
So this could be one of the few. Right. Right. So that's Rebbe. Rebbe is using because you have Pirchus. Yom Kippur goes inside, as we'll see in his seventh name. Okay, so this is Rebbe using the word hapar. Comes along Rebbe Shmuel with another Kal V'Chaimer. I'm a Rebbe Shmuel. Kal V'Chaimer, I don't need this Pasuk Hapar to teach me that Par Yom Kippurim requires Shirayim on the side of the outside is bad. Ma'im, just like, this is my Kal V'Chaimer. Ma'im, Mishay Nichnas Damai Lefnim, Chayva Ta'in Yisoid. The truth is the Par Kayim Mashiach is not a chayv. It's whenever you bring it. So, but the point is, which is the Par Kayim Mashiach, Ta'in Yisoid, requires a Yisoid. We see, once again, Yisoid is very significant. Referring to the Par of Yom Kippur, which is a chayva, you have to bring it every year. Ein din shetayin yisoid. So Rabbi Shmuel says, I have a Kal V'Chaimer to apply the Shvicha Shirayim to the partial Yom Kippur from a Kal V'Chaimer. I don't need the pasuk. Once again, Rabbi Kiva comes along, slightly strengthens the Kal V'Chaimer. Not sure why Rabbi Kiva was not happy with Rabbi Shmuel's Kal V'Chaimer, but he strengthens it by saying, Ma mi she'ein damai nichnas lefnai v'nin. The Parkei Mashiach doesn't go all the way into the Kachay Kachin. Bein Lechayva, Bein Lemitzvah, Tain Yisai. Parkei Mashiach is, which is never really required unless you really have to bring it because of the Park, a sin of the Kayin Gadol. That requires a Yisai. Misha Nichnas, Damai, Chayva, Lefnai, Lefnim, Einadin, Shatan Yisai. So therefore, we have these two Kal V'Chaimers almost identical between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, don't need the pasuk of Hapar. So the Gemara then asks, and this is all to get to the conclusion, by the way, that Rav Papa is right, but we didn't get there yet. We're still traveling there. So now I have the Kal V'Chaimer, and I have the word Hapar. So the Gemara asks, Yochol Yakvena. So maybe the partial Yom Kippurim, the Shirayim should be Ma'akev because I have it twice in effect. As Rashi says, Shina HaKasev, I have number one mentioned through the Kal V'Chaimer, which is considered a number one mention. And I have the extra word Hapar, which should be considered as the repeat to make it L'Ikav. Now, David and I discussed yesterday, but I noticed in the Tosis, we have a rule of the last Taisus, Yachol Yadvena, the less on the Neymar, Tarak the Kos of Lokra. We have the principle of, a lot of times we say that if it's you, even though you have a Kal V'Chaimer, the Torah goes out of the way to write the Pasuk anyway. So maybe that's what's going on over here. Don't learn that it's Ma'akev, learn that the Torah just wrote the word, Tarak the Kos of Lokra. So Tosafot says kol kama de ikala midrash. Whenever you can darshan it, which the Gemara we try to darshan it. We were discussing yesterday. We were thinking you really can't even have a tarach lekasav lakra by kutsin, because how would you know it's tarach lekasav lakra as opposed to being a repeat to tell you that it's ma'akev? So, okay, by kutsin, what?
Third.
Like it's a third one, but if you only had two, you'd never know if it's a. Right, and how would you know to say, oh, if I have a way to darshan it for Iklav, it's not tarach because of Lakra. So I think that could have been an answer here also. Anyway, so the Gemara asks Yachal Yakvena, so that we have a pasuk to override that thought of it being ma'akin. We've seen this pasuk before, Talmud Loimer Mechila Mekaper as Akkadish. So this is written by the Parsha of Yom Kippur, Nachri Mois. These words mean shomu kol hakaparis kulon. Once you finish all the kaparis that are written in the parsha of Yom Kippur, you're done. So you can't bring something which is coming from another parsha of Parkoy Mashiach about spilling the extra blood on the Yisoid. It's only those items that are specifically written in the parsha of Yom Kippur that are ma'akiv. But pouring the shiraim on the Yisoid would not be included. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Now the Gemara does not, based on this, it looks like we don't need the word hapar. We have the Kavach Vaymer. We're saying it's not ma'akev because we have this other pasuk. So what is hapar used for? That is not discussed by the Gemara. So this is one Kavach Vaymer. Now we go to another Kavach Vaymer. We go Kavach Vaymer lepar koin Mashiach. Maybe Parkoin Mashiach should be also le'ikav via a kalvachimer. So the Gemara is going to try to show now that it's possible, just like we try to show by Haryam and Kippurim, that it might be potentially subject to the Shvicha Shiraim being an ikav. Maybe the same should be by Parkoin Mashiach, that maybe it should be subject to Ikav. Why? Because the truth of the matter is, Parkoin Mashiach's rule of spilling on the Yisoid, I don't need the Pasuk of Yishpachel Yisoid Mizbach Ha'ayla. I know it via a Kal V'chaymer from Sa'ir Nasi. I have the very same words by the Parsha of Sa'ir Nasi, as we said. So, therefore, Kal V'chaymer L'Parkoin Mashiach Mizsa'ir Nasi, Ma'ata. Now, Ma Mishei Nechiz Damayim Lefnim Loi Chayva V'loi Mitzvah. The Parkoin Mashiach, as we said, doesn't go Lefnim into the Heichal. It's not a definite requirement. It's only if this situation arises that you have to bring it. So Tain Yisai, Misha Nechiz Damayim Lefnim. But a Sa'ir Nasi, Misha Nechiz Damayim Lefnim, Bein L'Chayva, Bein L'Mitzvah, Ein Adin, Shetain Yisai, Shouldn't for sure the, and this is a, this, what?
The other way around, moving out Parkoy Mashiach from Sa'ir Nasi.
Yeah, we're learning Parkoy Mashiach from Sa'ir Nasi. Now, is a Sa'ir Nasi, Damai, Right. So the Parkoy Mashiach goes inside. The Sa'ir Nasi, this is step one, you're right. This is step one. The Sa'ir Nasi, which does not go lifnim, and it's only required if the situation arises, time inside, Misha Nichnas, a Parkoy Mashiach, where the blood goes lifnim, Bein L'Chayv, Bein L'Mitzvah, it's not really Bein L'Chayv, Bein L'Mitzvah, it's only the mitzvah, it's only that presents itself. Those words are taken out by some. Ein Adin Shetain Yisai. So for sure, a Parkoy Mashiach should require a Yisoid. So I have a Kal V'chaymer for that. So I have the requirement in the Parsha of Parkoy Mashiach that you need to do the Yisoid. But I don't need that Pasuk because I have the Kal V'chaymer from Sa'ir Nasi. Sa'ir Nasi is totally on the Mizbeach Hachitza. And the Parkoy Mashiach goes, the blood goes inside. So Madach the Sa'ir Nasi requires Shirayim on the Yisoid. So too, the Parkoy Mashiach should require the Shirayim on the Yisoid, so I have a Kavach Vaymer. So therefore, Yochol Yakvenu, so maybe I should be Ikuv by Parkoy Mashiach, by those very words in the Parkoy Mashiach Parsha that says Yishvach Yisoid Mizbach Oila. Those words are not needed now, because I have the Kavach Vaymer from the Sar Nasi. Talmud Loimar, we say, as Kol Hadam Hapar Yishafech, from the word Yishafek, we'll see Rashi in a second, Nitku HaKosev Laseh V'asu Shiare Mitzvah Lermelach Shirayin Ein Ma'atvin. By the Lashon of Yishafek, Yishpoy, as opposed to, let's see the last Rashi, Talmud Lermer Ves Kol Dam HaPar Nitku HaKosev Misedah Sharavaydus V'asu Shiare Mitzvah Shoshana Behilach L'Shoine. By the Shvicha here, the Lashon is changed. Shekol HaVaydus Ksiv V'Lokach V'Iza V'Nasan Al-Kronis V'Kamlik Ksiv V'Shafach Dama Yisoid El-Shina V'Mashma L'Nitkoi M'Klal Shar HaVaydus. It changed its Lashon to take it out of the other HaVaydus. Loimer She'en HaChayva K'moy Oysam L'Akev. It's not a Chayv like the others that are ma'akiv. So that's how, and once again, we have the extra words here in effect. The Braisa does not discuss what we do with these words, which seem to be extra since we have the Kal V'Chomer. Now, so at this point in time, we have proven that Rabbi Shmuel holds, because Rabbi Shmuel is the one himself that brought the Kal V'Chomer. He brought the Kal V'Chomer that it's not ma'akev by the Hatois HaPnimiyos, which supports Rav Papa, who says, Kuli Alma Shirayim Ein Ma'akev. So that, this is the Braisa, the Tanya, the Kavase, the Rav Papa.
Right.
According to Rav Papa, the Shri, even Pnimiyos is not ma'akev. So Frekta Gemara. So now the Gemara is just asking a side question on Rabbi Yishmael. V'savar, because Rav Papa said, that Rabbi Shmuel holds by Chatas Ha'oif that the Shirayim, which is this additional squeezing, is Ma'akiv. But we have a Braisa that contradicts that. V'savar Rabbi Shmuel, Mitzri Chatas Ha'oif Ma'akiv, V'hatana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. We're asking a stira of Rabbi Shmuel from Rabbi Shmuel himself, from the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. I seem to recall that in other situations they could be different without any questions being asked. But here the Gemara asks, "V'hatana de Rabbi Shmuel." It says, "V'hanisher bedam yimatzei." So we darshan the hanisher yimatzei, that's left over. But the she'ena nisher lo yimatzei. But if there's nothing left over, you don't squeeze it. And as Rashi says on top, "Kloimer im yotze kol hadam hazah." Ain't sarach mitzvah, because it just says if it's left over, you do it. So this shows that even chatas ha'oif is not ma'akiv. That contradicts what Rav Papa said, Rabbi Shmuel says. So Amar Rami Bar Chop. So the Gemara answers, Trey Tanai, believe it to Rabbi Shmuel. The two Tanai, how they learned what Rabbi Shmuel said. Okay, so that's the end of that section. So now we get into a back and forth discussion. Rami Bar Chama is going to say that he has a Tana that holds Shirayim of Athatos HaPnimios is Ma'akin. It's a very roundabout Raya. It's a back and forth discussion. We sort of have like a team A and team B over here as to proving which way it should go. So let's go. This is tricky. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Hai Tana Sava Shirayim Ma'akiv. The Tana of the following Braisa says Shirayim is Ma'akiv. And of course, once again, it's the Chatois HaPnimiyos. The Tana is, we learned in a Braisa, there's a pasuk that says, HaKoyen Mefata Oysa. And as Rashi says, Hazorik is Dama Ubachlola Dezois Taras Achatas Ksiv. It's in the Parsha of the general Chatas. Oisa Miuta. The word Oisa is a Miat. Im Machtas Dama Kehochasi Shekasafti Lach. Hashem says, if you sprinkle the blood like you should be doing it, then on the Kronos, the Hainu Lamala, on the upper half of the Mizvech, the Havachitu, the Nechbelas, then the carbon is kosher and it could be eaten, and Eloi, and if it doesn't go on the top, then you cannot eat it. So the Gemara, the Braisa starts off, Hakoyin Hamchata Oisa, Oisa Shenitin Dama Lamala, a Korban Chatas which goes on the top half of the Mitzvah, Chatas Behema, then it's fine. Veloy Oisa Shenitin Dama Lamata, but not the blood that goes on the bottom half of the Mitzvah. No, this is on the original Zriga. So this is the statement of the Braisa, and the Braisa will have a dialogue within itself. Now, the Braisa asked, Amrit v'chi ba'ayin basa, where are you coming from that you need this pasuk to tell us if you do the zrika correctly on the upper half, you're good, and if not, you're not good? Why do you need a pasuk? That's the rule. You have to do it on the upper half. Why would you think that if you do it on the bottom half, you'd be okay? So the answer back is, Mechlal shenemar v'dam z'vachatha yishafech ha'mizbeach. Because of that pasuk, where I have the shvicha, and it says if you do it one, as we had earlier on in Perek Beis Shammai, we said one matana of the chatas according to Beis Hillel is also good, and the source pasuk was dam zvachtecha lamana. That taught us lenitnin the matan arba. By the matan arba, we said by the chatas of chitzon over there, shim nasan the matana achas kiper. With one matana, the evidence it's okay according to Beis Hillel. So just like one matana would be okay and the carbon would still be kosher, yachol af hanitnin lamala, I would think also what's supposed to go on top, shenasna lamata is kiper. Therefore, I need the pasuk of oisa to tell me I have to do it correctly. I'd have a thought to say that even if I did it on the bottom half, I would be fine. So that's the person, that's team A saying, I need the pasuk. Team B comes back and says, you still don't need the pasuk. V'dinhu, I have a kavachomer that would tell me I don't need the pasuk. Why? Because nemru damin lamala, v'nemru damin lamata. I have a chatas behema, which requires its blood on the upper half. I have damin lamata, which is a chatas oif, which requires the blood on the bottom half. Ma damim hamurim lamatan, just like the blood of the bird, if I put it, that's supposed to be on the bottom half, shenasim lamala, that goes on the upper half, loikiper, would not be good. Af damim hamurim lamalan, imnasim lamata, loikiper, would not be good. So therefore, you don't need the pasuk, because I have a mamatzinu that would compare chatas behemoth to chatas aish, so I don't need the pasuk. So the one that says I need the pasuk comes back with the following: Loi im amart betachtoim. I have a reason why the chatas ha'oif would not work in the wrong place, because betachtoim shenistin benesina lamala she'ein seifin lamala loy kiper. The reason why a chatas ha'oif, where it has to go on the bottom, if you put it on the top half, the top half has no connection whatsoever to a chatas ha'oif. But timer be'al yoinim, but a chatas behema, which should be on the top half, shenasan lamata, that goes on the bottom half, should be good. Why? Because there's a connection with that animal's blood to the bottom half. Why? Shiesh mehen karav lamata damim shirayim. I have blood that will be put, the shirayim blood, in the bottom half at the end. So maybe if I do the chatas behemah in the wrong place on the bottom half, it should still be good. Therefore, I need a pasuk. Now, even though, of course, this blood is not ma'akev, but we're still using it, there is a connection. It has nothing to do at this point with ma'akev or not. Just showing that the chatas behemah blood has a connection to the bottom. So maybe if you did it in the zrika in the wrong place on the bottom half, it should still be good. Therefore, I need a pasuk of oisa to tell me, no, it's not good.
So I think the problem is the period. I think there's a period after Karav Lamata, and then Damim Hapnimiyim is the next is the next stage.
You're right. So Damim Hapnimiyim Yechichu. This Mamet Sinu, you still don't need the pasuk, because I have a way of showing, even if there's a connection, that it's not, it doesn't make a difference. Damim, you're right, damim hapnimim yachichu, the damim of a chatas hapnimi show that this is not the case. Why? Sheyesh mehen karv b'chutz, if you have something going on the outside, the im nastan b'tchila b'chutz, you have the shirayim of the chatas hapnimi, that's karv b'chutz at the end. But im nastan b'tchilas b'chutz, but if you do the first zrikas of the chatas hapnimi on the outside, loy keeper, so even though there's a connection that the inside chatas has with the outside, but if you do the zrika on the outside, loy keeper, so too over here, there should be, even though the connection of the chatas behemoth should not help, so therefore I don't need the pasuk. Now the other one comes back and says, I do need the pasuk loy, because im amart the damim hapnimin, she'ein mizbeach hapnimi memrakon, because I have a different reason why, even though there's a connection by the pnimi, it doesn't work, because ein mizbeach hapnimi memrakon, there's an additional avoida that has to be done by the chatas of pnimi after the zrikas are done. As Rashi says, and we don't know what that is yet, she'ein mizbeach hapnimi memrakon, she'ein sham gamar matan damin, she'oidin zrikan avoida achas, therefore, the chatas hapnimi is stricter, that even though there's a connection that the shirayim will eventually go on the chutz, you do a zrik on the chutz, it will...
You froze. Shrek.
So therefore, I need a pasuk. She'ed mizbeach hapnimi m'rakon, toimer bal yoinim, sharei kwanis m'rakois, my son, by El Yoinim, the Zrika is the last avoida for the actual kapara. So therefore, im nasan lamatik sherm, so therefore, chatas behema should work if you put what should go on top on the bottom, and it should be okay. I would think that, Talmud Loimer, ois. Therefore, I have the mir oisa shenitim damim lamala veloy shenitim damim lamata. So that is the brisa. So at this point, we have shown that we need the word oisa. Now, from this whole dialogue, Rami Bar Chama comes along and says, by the way, ma she'ein mizbeach hapnimi memrakan, what is this last avoida, what is the avoida after the zrikas that still has to be done by the chatas hapnimi, love, isn't it, elu shirayim? It must be the shirayim. So we see from here, Rami Bar Chama is trying to prove from this whole dialogue in the Braisa that was used to show how strict the pnimi is because the shirayim is ma'akev over here. The additional avoida is shirayim to affect the kapara. So therefore you see that shirayim is ma'akev by chatas pnimi. That, and it's just simply from the words as the last avoida that must be done. As Rashi said, ein shem gomer matan dam, because you still have to do another avoida that's ma'akev. That other avoida is the shirayim, according to Rami Bar Chama. So that's his proof. So comes along Rava, Amalei Rava. Rava says, if you're saying that, now we're trying to show that why we need the pasuk oisa to be mamayit. So Rava says, no way. He says, if you're telling me that the shirayim is ma'akev, then you definitely don't need the pasuk of oisa. How? So Rava says, ihachi, if you're telling me that the shirayim of a chatas hapnimi is ma'akev, I don't need the pasuk, taste of the kavachimer. I could learn it out with a kavachimer. Because what would a kavachimer be? Ma shirayim hapnimiim shesoifan choyva b'chutz. Because you're saying that the shirayim of the chatas hapnimi, which at the end of the day is a ma'akev, is a choyva b'chutz, asan b'tchila b'chutz loy kiper, then it's a stronger connection. Rav is, we were trying to show before that if something has a connection, one avoida of a carbon has a connection to another avoida of the carbon, both b'chutz, so you could possibly do it in the wrong place. Here, if you're saying the Shiraim and the Chutz is a ma'akiv, it is such a strong connection to the Chutz because you have a ma'akiv dika avoida in the Chutz. So there should be a bigger reason to allow Mashiraim hapnimim, shesoifen chayve b'chutz, asim b'tchil b'chutz, like he connection to the chutz, that really it should be that if you do b'tchila b'chutz, it should work possibly. That's the way we've been going. But here it's soifen chayve b'chutz, yet by the chatzis hapnimi asim b'tchila b'chutz, like he hanitin lamala she'ein so.
No, you froze.
Again, because we were cut off a second. Taste of a kavachomer. Mashiraim hapanimim shesayfen chayv b'chutz. Asim tchila b'chutz like iper. Even though there's such a strong connection. So hanitin lamala she'ein.
You froze.
It's not seifan chayva. So va'asin b'tchila lamata ain't a din shalai keeper. For sure, it should not work if you do it in the wrong place. So you got that, Kavachimer? It's not a chayv. By chatas a chayv. To go on the upper half, it's not a ma'akiv. So it's not.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.